Blog Talk Radio.
Besides, relationships are just people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Back here again. I got my man on the ones and twos. We got Nancy on the ones and twos, the producer, and man behind the music on the ones and twos. This is Uli, the Everyone Talk Show. And we are talking about men want to be wanted as much as women want to be wanted. I think we as women, I'm going to go get to some things I looked up to, but I'm going to just dab to this real quick. I think we as women think because the men play the stronger role or supposedly plays the stronger role that they don't have feelings or they're not They don't feel like we feel. Like, we're very emotional people. We all know women are very emotional, but I guess we feel like men are not that emotional because they play the stronger role in the relationship. But I find that not to be true, not to be true at all. But you've got to learn your man, though, and see where, or the person you are trying to learn, and see what he needs from you, just like you're waiting for him to learn what he needs, what you need from him. I went on, I was trying to look up some things, and it was saying stuff like, it's so crazy, because some of the stuff I agree and some of the stuff I totally disagree with. But one of the things that stuck out to me, it said that men would rather be or feel unloved than inadequate. Because if you make them feel inadequate, somewhere down the line, then you start to disrespect them, because you don't respect the fact that they can't do the things or provide the things or say the things that you need them to say and do.
Good point.
I believe that. I believe that in relationships that both parties are responsible for making the other feel that they're loved. You know, it just can't be a one-way street. What's crazy about that for us women, we think, and I'm only thinking, talking about what the little I know, because I don't ever tell to be the know-it-all. I have a crystal ball and I can tell it all. I'm just telling you from my perspective. We think if we clean the house, cook the food, take care of the kids, and give them some every now and then, that they should be happy. Well, that's the basis of a relationship, but that's not the basis of your relationship with him. That's how you, that's the foundation of your home. So what's the foundation of your relationship, though? For me, it's different things.
Right.
What'd you say? Yeah, I think it's different things. I think you have to learn how to separate the foundation of your home and the foundation of your relationship. Do they coincide? Yes, they do, but I do believe they're not the same. You know, we can live in the same house for years and be married, and everybody on the outside thinks everything is great. But then behind those closed doors, everything is not peaches and cream. Everything is not
right.
peaches and cream. What else did they say? Men, let's see. Men are very insecure. They won't tell you, but they are. And they're insecure about different reasons and different things, but I think they play a bigger part of being insecure than women do. That's why you find that women don't say to their man, you gain weight, you got fat, your hair's receding, you got bald, your dick is little. So we don't say those things. Versus a man will tell you in a drop of a dime, you gained too much weight. You shouldn't wear your hair like that. That doesn't look nice on you. You know, that's not your color. Or that's, you know what I'm saying? Men will directly tell you what they're saying, but we kind of like shut it to the side because we know that they are a lot more insecure than we are when it comes to certain things. A man feels like this is where I think I kind of was like on the fence on this one. Men want more sex. That wasn't what I was on the fence for. What I'm on the fence for, it says, they don't just want sex. We as women always think that we just think for men, sex is sex. Sex is sex. That's why so many men cheat, because we think sex is just sex for them. But it's really not. You know, if they feel like they're wanted, if they're wanted and desired, that takes your relationship to a whole nother level. It makes it more a more profound effect on them, on the rest of your life and your relationship, if he knows he desires, he's wanted. You know, we always talk about us wanting to be wanted and us wanting to be desired and wanting to look sexy for our man. What about how you think they feel? You don't think they want to be desired? You don't think that they want you to look at them and say, damn, I can't wait till we get home. You don't think they want those same things? They do. They do. Men also struggle. Yeah, men also struggle with a visual temptation. What they see looks great to them. They don't get to know the person until after the fact. They're visual people. They're visual. On the other hand, women are more. We're more like, what can he bring to the table? How's this man gonna provide for my family? How's he gonna provide for me? Is this gonna be a long, you know, long and lasting relationship? We think mechanically. We think A through Z. Men think visually. Everything with them is visual. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. You know, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Men also want to feel like they're romantic. They want to know that their woman thinks that they're romantic and not just going through the motions, but they're actually a romantic man. And there are a lot of romantic men out there. A lot.
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to pull it out of them.
Yeah.
You know, but
no,
they're
you
there,
know
you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you got to pull it out, but definitely I think it's there, you know.
But you know, Uli, you're actually right. I mean, the fact that you get to pull it out, sometimes us men, our egos, we sometimes just, we don't want to listen. And
right.
Sometimes we got one of the most sensitive egos out there,
mm-hmm,
as far as humans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you're right. I mean, we want to feel wanted to. We want to feel desired to. We want to feel love. We want, you know, I don't care who the dude is. I don't care who the man is. I mean, it is what it is. Every man want to feel woman. I don't care if you're the toughest guy or whatever.
Absolutely.
Money can't equate it. So you definitely hit the nail. On this
mm-hmm.
one, I definitely agree with you. Right now, I'm sitting there writing notes on what you give it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we always talk about that tough man versus that more feminine man. So you think that more feminine man needs more than that big tough man does? Not true. Not true at all. Absolutely not true. it's those real tough dudes that need that hug and that kiss more than that other man does, because he has that persona.
Mm-hmm.
He has a persona like, I'm the man, you know. So that persona, his ego won't allow him to step off that pedestal and just be that loving, romantic, caring woman, a man for that woman inside and outside, because they're very different when they're indoors with their woman than they are when they're outdoors with the people that they're out with, you know. Which I think for me, I can't stand a two-faced person, whether it be male or female. Who I am is who I am every day of the week, every minute of the day. And anybody who knows me knows that is so freaking true. Like, I don't know how to be two-faced. I don't know how to like you while we behind closed doors and love you when we out in public. No, nigga, if you made me mad, everybody gonna fucking know that you made my ass mad. Oh, they going at it. I'm gonna leave them alone. They going at it. You know, we'll be on her shit today. You know. I'm not going to pretend like we're something that we're not. Now, my personal shit that's going on ain't none of your business. But if you've done something that bothered me, I can't, like, push it to the side and go out and be like, hello, everybody. That's not me. I'm not Betty Crocker. That is not me. You know, but I do believe there are some things that are private that need to remain private. You know, you don't have to know what he did to upset me, but you gonna know something wrong just because I tend not to be able to push my feelings to the side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about this in a couple shows back. You know how women wait for roses on their birthday, or women wait for roses just unexpectedly. Why can't you send something to him?
Why is that? Why a majority? I'm telling you, the majority.
Right.
You got women that won't do this, but a man has to.
Because we think flowers are designated just for women. Now, there are masculine flowers that you... Roses go for everybody, any and everybody. I don't care what that is. Roses go for everybody. But there are some exotic flowers that you can go and order and send to your man, something he's never seen before. So there's no excuse for not saying, you know what, I want him to know today I'm thinking about him, and this is what I'm going to do to show him I'm thinking about him. You know, or why not go and give him a back massage certificate? You know, he works hard all day.
Nice.
You want all those things. Why can't he have those things as well? What I don't understand. You know, why can't you come home one day and just say, relax, you ain't got nothing. Don't even worry about it. I got this.
But, you know, I think society is kind of lost track, and I think that kind of breaks down to certain couples in our various communities breaking down. I'm going to be honest. It could be from the family to the black couples, because it was okay, you know, you don't need to do this for your man. And the man feels emasculated, and he feels he don't have to do nothing in response. You know, unfortunately, people, you know... Now, what do they say? There's real women out there that's going to sit there and do, and you say, look, it's okay. All right, I got your back. There's other women
Well,
that
you know why?
Something.
Because that gender role has taken over. That's why. The brother who asked me to do this show based on men wanting to be loved and gender taking over relationships. Because we as women think that if I get up and go to work every day and make money, I'm as equal as you are.
Right.
Well, financially, you may be. Financially, you may be just as equal as he is, but you will never be equal to one another. We're not built to be equal. God did not build us the same way. We're not built to be equal. I don't want to be equal. I don't want to be equal. I want to know my place, and I want you to know your place. And another thing that men have a problem with, too, is they feel that they have a burden in their family to be the provider. So that burden takes over precedence for everything. So when he's not providing what he thinks he should be providing, his insecurity set in, and then everything else follows. When if you sit down and you map out what works for both of you financially, the burden should rely on both parties, not one party. Those days are over. Those days are over where Papa was the bacon maker and Mama was the fried bacon. Those days are over. Those days don't exist anymore. They don't exist anymore. And they probably will never exist again because of the way our economy is set up. It probably will never exist again. And if you have that, if you have the one parent that's working and the other parent that is a caregiver, that is a wonderful thing. My brother and his wife have done this for years, and it worked for them. But that's
okay.
what they decided to do. They sat down and made this decision that we wanted to homeschool our daughter. They homeschooled
really?
Their daughter. Yeah, they homeschooled their daughter. My brother was the breadwinner, and his wife was the provider at home, and it worked for them. You know, now the daughter is in the private school now. I don't know what their situation is. I don't ask what their situation is, because whatever it is, it worked for them. You know, when you're talking about marriage or you're talking about long-term commitment, the first thing y'all need to sit down and buckle down and decide, what are we going to do? How is it going to work for us? What role do you play? What role do I play? And what role do we play together?
Mm-hmm,
if you don't do that, then you're just living daily, every day by every day. We have children. We never think about these things. We just get pregnant and have kids. We never think about when we bring this child into this world, what is it going to do with financially? What are we going to do to bring the extra money in? Am I going to be the one that stays home part-time? Are you going to be the one that stays home part-time? Are we going to put this, you know, we don't think about these things. We just do these things because society says you get together with somebody, typically you get married, you have children, or you be with somebody for a long time, you have children. We have never been taught to sit down and map out our lives. Not as black people, we have not. Not as middle class, poor class black people, we haven't. Rich people do. They map out their lives. They have their 30-year plan, their 20-year plan, their 10-year plan, their 5. They have those things. They set their goals and they mark those goals as they go. I'm not saying we don't have goals. We do. I'm not saying we don't reach our goals. We do. But on an average, we do not sit down and map out plans of roles and who plays this role, who plays that role. Because no man in today's society should be the bare burden on the finances in the household. It's impossible to do that almost.
Well, this society,
and
absolutely.
If it,
I agree.
But
it can't be
done no more. Yeah, but if it does and it works for you, I'm happy for you. I would love to see that. I'd love to see, you know, the woman staying home and taking care of the children and the man going out to make the bread. That's because we all know the women are the nurturers. So we are the ones who teach. We teach from what we know. So I don't have a problem with that. But on an average, let's just say, we know that doesn't happen.
Right, right. No, of course.
But gender
roles have made professional women that don't want to even be home, you know?
Don't want to be home and don't want to have kids.
Yeah, don't want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have a lot of men, too,
and
now.
And there are a lot of people who switch roles where the wife or the girlfriend goes out and makes the money, and the man stays home and takes care of the kids. Now, we used to call that man a punk.
Let me ask you a question. Does that make a man a punk these days?
I don't think so. I think that's the role that y'all chose. Maybe she was making more money than he was.
Okay,
so she's
okay.
if she's making the more money than he is, why would you have him go out into the work field and you stay home if you're making more money than he is? Now, here's my thing.
Right.
This will be a lazy-ass fuck, and she's working because your ass don't want to go to work. But if this is
that's a difference.
But if this is a plan you two sat down and said, listen, I'm bringing $250,000 home a year. You bringing $175,000 home a year. One of us has to stay home because financially we can't afford to send the kids to the private upscale school we want to send them to. I think we should homeschool our kids.
Of course.
It's a no-brainer. You know, and no man should feel less than a man because you chose to be that when you worked it out financially, that you were the one that should have stayed home with the children. No man should have been the man for doing that.
I agree.
What are you saying now?
No, I was just saying, you know, I know a couple of guys doing that, but, you know, they said they're okay with it, too. They're
mm-hmm.
taking care of the children at home. They're cooking the food, you know they
mm-hmm.
said they're fine with it.
Mm-hmm. And if it works for them, whose business is it? Who cares? Like, who cares? You know, who cares? My thing is, listen, when we talk about a man staying home and being lazy, I don't like to see a woman do that shit. Get your ass up and do something, too. Like, here's my thing. It's different if, like I said, I'll say it 100 times, if this is the role that you decided she should play, stay home, take care of the kids, I'm going to do this, then do that. But if your lazy ass just want to stay home because he's making all the money and you just want to stay home because it's easy for you, you need to get your lazy ass up and go find a job too or something. So it can go both ways for me. I can't stand a lazy-ass man, and I can't stand a lazy-ass woman. It goes both ways. Both ways. I don't think anyone is worse than the other. I think they both play the same part for me. You know, they both play the same part for me. I just can't fantasy. You know, and don't think because you're a mother also that excludes you from doing some of the things that might, that need to be done. You know, some extra cash need to come in. Don't think because you are the caregiver now and this is the role that you play that's it. I'm not going to come out of that role because this is what you told me. I'm telling you, when I was married to my husband, he did not want me to work. I have worked all my life since I was 16 years old. I had some kind of job. Worked all my life. I met my husband. He didn't want me to work. When we had our first daughter, he didn't want me to work. So I said to him, okay, that's fine. You know, I would rather stay home with her and raise her until she's able to talk and walk.
Mm-hmm.
So it lapsed over from talking and walking to he just didn't want me to go to work. But when we had our second child, I said to him, as soon as she's able to walk and talk, I'm going back to work. Because this, sitting home every day, is not for me. It was literally driving me crazy. Literally driving, I was losing my mind, you know. So that role did not work for me. It didn't work. Now that I'm the age I am now, I wish somebody would tell me I got to go to work. I'll marry his ass tomorrow. Because I don't want to work anymore. I'm tired of working, you know. Now I want to be a lazy ass, take care of me. I'll do that. But I know in the back of my mind, 3 months into that, I'd be like, oh, hell no, I got to find me something to do. Because it's not my character to sit home and do nothing. You know, it's just not my character to sit home and do nothing. When I got laid off from my job, I was losing my mind, not because I was afraid financially, because I didn't have anything to do. I was like, it's 9:30. I'm still laying in the bed. Oh, this can't work. This can't work.
Right.
You know, because I'm programmed to get up and do things and take care of things and, you know, and it did get it done. You know, my mother had 14 children, and my mother still held down a job. It wasn't a corporate job, but my mother still held down a job. And
God
with
bless,
14
God
kids, she still made it work. You know, maybe the older brothers and sisters stepped in here and there and did what they had to do or whatever, but she still pulled in whatever she could possibly pull in to help. You know, with the finances in the house.
Right.
You know, so I just think the gender roles have really destroyed relationships because we feel like we're equal to our man now.
And why
you
is
know?
That?
And
I mean, is there another cause to that, Uli? I mean, is there a reason why that perception is throughout our society?
I mean, society has really destroyed it. You know, society has really made the women today feel like, you know, if he can't provide for you, and you got to get out and do it, you don't need him. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs somebody, you know. And so we as women are quick to be like, I don't need you. F you, I don't need you. Quick to say that. Quick, and knowing damn well that bitch need him. But we quick to say that. Quick to throw it out there like that. So
you might...
Let me
ask... You brought up a good point. I was going to catch you right then. Is it more our ethnic groups? I mean, is it more blacks, whites, or is it different, or is it just across the board the same thing?
I might be all around the board, but I think the way we might address it may be a little different as far as the ethnicity goes. I think because we are sisters, we hard anyway. So I think maybe the way we say it may be different than... You know, the Spanish chick says it or the white chick may say it. But I think we all as women, because we're now providing for our families, have that same idea of, well, I don't need you. If I got to do this, what do I need you for?
Right.
You know, and I'm like, you don't need them. You need them, one, to help raise your children, two, to have that supplemental income, and three, your relationship. What happened to your relationship? What happened to that?
What's up?
You got a lot of people,
and this is what kills me. I mean, it always kills me, you know, when I hear women say, well, I don't need a man. I got my own money, got my own car, got my own house. I don't need a man.
But that's the person that's the woman who thinks of a man only as a money object then. You're not looking for love. You ain't looking to be in love because he can't provide, he can't, if he does, you don't need him for the car. You don't need him because you got your own house. You don't need him because you got your money in the bank. Do we forget what we do need relationships for? It's not always to supplement your income or to make your income or to just take care of you. It's because we are supposed to be, we as in every religion, we're supposed to find our soulmate. We're supposed to find that mate, mate with that mate, love that mate, and die with that mate. Every religion tells you that. Every religion tells you that. Without your other half, you're not whole. So when we when we start thinking that we don't need another half, I mean, all right, that might work for some people, but then you're not as happy as you think you possibly are. You're not as happy as you think you are because your other half is not there. You know, and we've been in such tumultuous relationships too that we're quick to say that as well. Like, the relationship hasn't been great relationships to begin with. So when you start having bad relationship after bad relationship after bad relationship, in your mind, now you're saying, I don't need this. I can do without this. And you can do without that. You're right. You can do without that, but that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for the harmonious relationship. You're looking for real love. You're looking for companionship. You're looking for the person you can really get along with. Those tumultuous relationships, no, you can do without them, and I wouldn't tell anybody to stay in one just because.
What?
Just because.
What?
But when we start looking at that man, go ahead, man.
No. I'm listening. I mean, I'm writing my notes down, and you're saying some strong points here. And I think, you know, regardless whatever your religion is, I think that's a key point right there. Once you took the religion out, I mean, you know, for those who try to marginalize religion, think it's not important, don't think it has a place in relationships or even building relationships, I think it's very important. I think you nailed it right there. When you start knocking religion out, a lot of things go wrong, if you notice that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's crazy because, if you don't have some type of belief system in something, then you just live a reckless life. We already live recklessly, and we believe in something. So the ones who don't believe in anything, their life is completely just full of recklessness. You know, like I say every day, you know, we all are sinners. Every day we do, you know, we have sinned or said or did something that we ask for forgiveness for, but at least we are aware. The people who have some kind of religion in their life are aware that something they've done is wrong. But if you have no belief system set up in your life, then nothing you do is wrong to you. It's all cool. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, we beat women. When was that ever okay to put your hands on a woman? God did not make us strong like you. He didn't make us built to be able to withstand that kind of stuff. That's why we are females and y'all are males. We are a lot less stronger than the man is. So why in the world would you think it would be okay to put your strong hand on a woman, even if that woman is a big, thick, heavy, she's still a woman. She still can't get it through. She still can't do it. But she's still not built that way. She's still not built that way. But then you'll say, you go to church on Sunday, or you go to the mass, or you go to the synagogue, or you go wherever you go, and be okay with what you just did. When is that okay? And you know it's wrong. So the people who don't have any belief system, any religion whatsoever, you can imagine what they think or how they feel.
No, I know that's
so
right.
Listen, you have
Megan online. You want to speak to Megan real quick?
Yes, Megan.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, Meg. Hey. Okay.
You listening in, so what are you thinking?
I'm listening. And I don't usually talk about my religious beliefs, but I have to say that the person I'm with and me, we have the same beliefs, but we don't have religion, and we don't have, we just don't subscribe to any of that, but we're not reckless in. We do have, you know, a set of morals. We do, you know,
Let me back up. Let me ask you this. So you don't say you're this or you're that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying. That's fine, but let's remember this. We all came from something. Those morals, though, that background, your upbringing, those morals that were instilled in you came from something. And you do believe there's a higher being. I didn't say you had to name that higher being, but you do believe that there's something controlling what's going on in our lives.
I didn't say
you had to be a man, a woman, a person, a flower.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to turn it into a religious
No, we're not.
Or whatever. But I don't, no, that's not my belief. And it's not his belief either. But we believe in being good people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's just not what we both subscribe to, that belief.
Okay.
But we believe in energy. We believe in positive energy, negative energy. But we're just good people.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think you would vouch for that, right?
Absolutely. I get it.
You know me.
No, I get it.
But,
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
And I don't. And you know, I.
But if
I
you
don't...
didn't. But if you didn't believe in positive energy and negative energy, and you just live every day just carelessness, you would be reckless. If you didn't say, you know what, I don't want that person in my space because they're negative.
Right.
Then you would let that negative person in your space, and guess what would happen? All the negativity that person brings in their space
exactly.
would be negative all around you.
Exactly.
So you do believe
you know
there
what?
Is something controlling the universe.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't care.
Right.
I don't have. You don't have to put any titles to it.
I just
it
feel
or any...
when people would be like, it's just reckless. It's just out there, fornicated.
Right.
Like, it's not,
right.
you know, it's not
but what
like
do you
that.
Think about,
but, you know,
what do you
were
think about the gender role?
The gender role?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, what you were talking about when you were talking about that, about
mm-hmm.
staying in the bad relationships and this
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, I've been there. I've been
mm-hmm.
there, done
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've finally come to a point where I realized that my relationship is my sanctuary. Like,
absolutely.
When I go to work, I have stress, and everybody does. Whether you
mm-hmm.
work at McDonald's, whether you're
mm-hmm.
a hairdresser, whether you're
mm-hmm.
a corporate lawyer, you have
mm-hmm.
stress. And the last thing you need to do is
come
home
to it.
Some more
mm-hmm.
stress.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was anything different than what it is, then I would reject it. It just wouldn't, like, there's no point. Like, what's the point in being in a
mm-hmm.
relationship where you argue and where you're fighting
mm-hmm.
with the person? You're supposed to be teammates.
Right, but do you think that we as women feel like we need more that love or that attention than they do? Do you think we as women feel like because they are the strong person in a relationship that we tend to be more, we're looking for more of the, I want flowers, I want cars, I want you to take me to dinner versus,
no.
hey, let me send him some flowers, let me send him a car, let me take him to dinner.
No, and I don't know whether it's because, I can't really even be honest and tell you it's because of that's how I feel or because of my past experiences.
Past relationships. Mm-hmm.
Because I never had that. I never
mm-hmm.
had somebody
mm-hmm.
who said, let me do this for you, let me do
wow.
that for you.
Mm-hmm.
I never
mm-hmm.
had somebody who was affectionate with me.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it turned out in my relationship now, he was confused
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
It's been 6 years. I've been with him for 6 years, and
mm-hmm.
just now I'm learning to let down the guard and be affectionate or
right.
be that way with someone.
But that came
so,
from your tumultuous past relationships. That's what we talked about, too. We come from these negative relationships where we don't know how to let go and let our roles be our roles anymore because we're so used to somebody hurting us or tearing us down.
Right.
So when you come from past relationships that you, like you just said, you never had anybody to teach you that you're special or to give
you
the idea that you mean something to me. So how can you do that for that man if no one ever taught you that?
Right,
it's impossible.
Exactly. Because, you know, I came from a place of I'm not even going to pretend you care.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like automatically in my head, you don't care,
uh-huh.
so I'm not going to care. And it came
uh-huh.
off like that,
uh-huh.
you know?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that's just a guard. So
right.
I can't really say that we, you know, that we ask for too much without giving, because I was always a giver, 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 and mm-hmm. not receiving, mm-hmm. and never even giving from a genuine place.
Yeah, well, I was getting ready to say that, but you weren't giving from the heart. You weren't
mm-hmm.
giving from a loving place. You were giving because you were in that relationship. It was a routine.
Right, exactly.
It was. That's
it
my
was
man. Let me cook for him. That's my
yeah.
man. Let me make sure he had that. That's my, let me give him some. That, see, that's
right.
That's a routine. That's a routine. That wasn't
mm-hmm.
like, that's my man. I can't wait to come home and make love to him. That's
no.
my man. I can't wait to make him his special dinner. That's very
yep.
different than, damn, I got to go home
playing,
and cook for this
motherfucker. It was just playing a role. It was just a character.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's
and that thing, and that's what happens today in most relationships, that we just tend to let it, just to have someone in our lives, we just allow all that negative to just complete, to
mm-hmm.
keep surfacing around us, thinking one day it's going to change. One day it's
yeah.
going to change. One day this is going to change. Well, and we know for sure it's not. We know for
right.
sure it's not, because you can see. You can see. That it's not. Because that person isn't going to change. You got to see that that person
mm-hmm.
is willing to change who she or he is to know that your relationship is going to change or get better. If he is okay with who he is and she is okay with who she is, that's what the hell you get. That's it.
Yeah. Well, you
that's
know
it.
What? I always say you have to accept people for who they are.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
if you don't, it's not them hurting you anymore. It's you hurting yourself. Because you know
right.
he's not going to bring the flowers. You know he's not going to do that.
That's not true, though.
You're
but listen, Megan, that's not true, Megan. Because, listen, just like you just said, you never had anybody do it for you. Maybe
right.
he didn't know, and I'm not, maybe he didn't have anybody do it for him. Sometimes we learn from the new person in our lives how to become a better person. Or
right,
some,
right, right.
And
but
so
I'm saying when you're waiting for somebody, when you're waiting for somebody to change, mm-hmm. like, you know who a person is. Like,
you know
maybe,
when they're,
I mean,
you know when they're willing
things,
to change. You know when they're willing to change, you know when they're willing not to change. That's why I said you have got to know that that person is willing to say, I'm going to do everything I can to I don't lose this person. When that person is not saying that, then they're not going to do that. When they're not showing you that, that means
right.
they're not going to do it. Who
That's
they are is who
because
they are.
Maybe I just never, I never had anybody who was willing to change. So in my head, they're not
mm-hmm.
going to change. Nobody's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you either accept
mm-hmm.
it or keep it moving.
But now you are. But you are. You just said it took you 6 years. It took you 6 years, but now you're letting that barrier down. Now you're becoming
I
more
am.
Affectionate. You weren't affectionate before. See, so you do change.
Right.
If
right.
you meet the right person and that person keeps showing you love and that person keeps showing you affection, that person keeps showing you the right way to do something, at some point your dumbass has got to say, this has been wrong and this is the right way and I want the right way.
Right.
If
you
don't,
know, you're right.
And if you don't, Then that person has to accept you for who you are and either stay in that tumultuous relationship or walk out
mm-hmm.
of it.
You're right.
Walk out of it. You know, but I blame society a lot. I blame society a lot because we are quick to say what we don't need. I don't need him. I don't need her. I don't need. Bullshit. Something you needed something from his ass or from her ass in order to, if you were saying 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, something
mm-hmm.
kept you there. Something kept you there. So you needed something from that person. But when you make it about money all the time, then that's where more problems arise in relationships than just the little. Like, he's making $150,000. Okay, now you got laid off, you got another job. Now he's making half of that, making $75,000. So now you're going to penalize him because he got laid off from a company that you ain't got shit to do with, and he ain't got shit to do with. You and penalize him now until he makes $75,000. What kind of woman are you? Now get your ass up and make up the $75,000. He ain't missing it. That's what you do in relationships. You make it work. You make it work. You know,
Lee,
and if you're
you
only in it. Okay, who do I have on?
All right. You have a Lady Jackie.
All right.
Hey, you guys. How are you?
Hey, Jack. Megan, you still there?
She just hung up.
Okay, Megan hung up. Thanks, Meg. We love you.
Hey, Megan. I heard her. I came in on the tail end of the conversation.
Okay.
But to hear her speak like that was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to hear her talk about, to hear you letting her, helping her understand that she's changed.
That's cool. And it's possible. It's absolutely possible. I'm not saying everybody's going to change, you know.
Oh, no.
But it's definitely possible for someone to change, you know, to a certain degree, I think. I don't think. Okay, maybe I'm even using the wrong word. I'm not even going to say change. I'm going to say evolve. Because people
That's
don't
a great
change.
Word.
Yeah, people don't change who they are. They learn things differently. They learn how to handle situations. If you evolve to a different person, because I think you still are who you are. Like me, I'm mean, I'm nasty, I'm evil. I'm going to always be mean, nasty, and evil. But I'm only mean, nasty, and evil when necessary.
Well, I think when you say change and evolve, you're right on target, because mm-hmm. when you evolve, you do change. Even if you're on mm-hmm. the same outer shell that you had before, but there's something different that's going on about you. So it may be the way that you perceive things, the way that you mm-hmm. problem solve, the way that you look mm-hmm. at things. It goes to another level. So that's the mm-hmm. evolving. And then when you evolve to that next level, you do change, because now your whole outlook and your whole reasoning of what you mm-hmm. do is different what it was before.
So what do you think about the gender roles, you know, destroying relationships?
Well, you know, I'm always the first to say, because of the labels that society put on us, I don't think that gender roles destroy relationships. I think it's the perception of what those roles are supposed to be. You know, I have just as much respect for the stay-at-home dad as I do for the stay-at-home mom.
Which is what we just talked about. Mm-hmm.
And because it's a tough job. I don't care what mm-hmm. nobody tell you. A stay-at-home parent
anything mm-hmm.
is a tough job, because mm-hmm. when you stay at home and you are a good parent, not just you stay at home and your kid is at daycare all day and you haven't done anything around your house, and this goes for men and or women, that's not being a fulfilling stay-at-home parent. But I'm talking about when you're the one who's the primary educator of your child.
Mm-hmm.
When you're the one that's taking the child to the doctor, cleaning the house, making mm-hmm. sure that they're doing getting the very best that they can get and doing the very best they can do, exposing your kids, taking them to museums, being the one that goes to the school play and all that stuff, that's a lot mm-hmm. of work. And that's mm-hmm. a lot of work for anybody. Still cooking and cleaning, because somebody in this family is off making the money to sustain this family. I applaud mm-hmm. any gender
Either
who
way.
Does it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
in my family, we both took a turn. When mm-hmm. my second one was born, I stayed at home for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And people go, oh, I couldn't do that. I would be bored. Well, how are you going to be bored? Mm-hmm. What are you doing all day long that you're going to be bored?
You know what the difference is? Here's the thing. And he's right, because when you want to do it, it's one thing. When you're doing it because, you know, you're put in a position to do it and you might not want to, it's funny, because we sit there, my boss her daughter has a set of twins, and she has a younger son. So at some point they had to decide that financially to send all of them to daycare was not financially feasible.
Mm-mm.
So she had to stay home, even though she worked all the time. She worked all her life. She had to be the stay-home parent, and he was the provider, because, of course, he made the majority of the money. But when you have very little interaction with other adults, it will drive you batty. So, you know, you find yourself, you know, in a rut sometime. You know, at least when you feel anyway in your mind, at least you're out at work and you see adults and you have adult conversations. Not knowing that I would rather not talk to the motherfuckers adults in my job. I would rather have a conversation. I would rather stay the fuck home with my fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? So when it's
True.
You putting that reverse role, the other person can't get it. You know,
I had
a chance to do both. So, you know, like you did, I had a chance to do both as well. And at some point, I was ready to go back to work. You know,
well,
I love being a stay-at-home mother, but at some point I was ready to go back.
The joy of it was when I was a stay-at-home mom, I lived in a climate where we could be outside almost every single day year-round. So that mm-hmm. helped a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I signed my kids up for everything. So mm-hmm. everything from Cub Scouts to museum to zoo to just everything. So every day.
But you're still dealing with kids, and you're still dealing with parents who are dealing with kids. So you're still having adult conversation. That's what I mean by that.
And
like,
that's the thing. I still had an opportunity to have adult conversation. Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean that, you know, stay-at-home parenting isn't just confined to the four walls. But then mm-hmm. when we moved back to New Jersey, it was the flip. My mm-hmm. kid's dad had to be the stay-at-home parent because mm-hmm. we came back here on the pretense of a job for him, mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. job completely fell through. Mm-hmm. And we both were out of work. We were staying with my mm-hmm. mom, and then I found work first. Mm-hmm. And so he stayed home with Nicholas because he was on the brink of getting a job, which is the same job he has now with Anheuser-Busch. And I was like, no, you wait on this. This is going to be good. Wait on this. Wait. And mm-hmm. being a man who's worked since he was 15 years old,
mm-hmm.
who's always supported his family, he, mm-hmm. of course, lost his mind. Those
like,
were some of the best formative years with Nicholas.
That's what you're talking about earlier today. That's what and you're saying. That's when a man, his insecureness sets in because he is typically supposed to be the provider from the family.
But those are the
and
roles
that, burden,
that are there. Yeah, it's right. hard. I think it's hard on any man who, mm-hmm. no, I take that back, because some men are more than comfortable living off of
mm-hmm.
their
too,
other
honey.
Person. But mm-hmm. he was not because, you know, even when we both worked, he was the primary breadwinner. So he was just used to working. But when it came down to it, though, those were Nicholas's formative years, and they were some of the best years of his life, whereas mm-hmm. his dad was now the one teaching him how to write and teaching him how mm-hmm. to read, taking him to the park, spending that quality time with him day in, day. They had a routine. And he mm-hmm. still had drop-in. He had drop-in at the daycare. I think we paid for drop-in like twice a week where mm-hmm. he could, you know, drop Nicholas off a half a day. And he would mm-hmm. wind up going there and he would volunteer and things of that nature. So it worked out. And then eventually, of course, we both went back to work. But I think it's hard for a man to do that, especially when it's a role he's never played, a role where he has always been told all his life.
It's hard for a man to do that who has been the provider. It is,
right.
You know, that's when you have to take that step down and now not be the, you consider the man of the house. You're still the man of the house. Your role has just changed for this period of time right now. But
right.
We talked about that earlier on. Most men would rather feel unloved than inadequate. Their idea of inadequacy is, I can't go to work. I can't pay the bills.
Right.
That's their idea. Not saying like, okay, right now she's making this amount of money, so this is probably better for us right now. We don't think like that. We don't think
no.
like that.
Because that's because gender roles have been set up since the dawn of time of what the roles of a woman are supposed to be,
but
the roles.
Thing
of,
is
but life is changing.
Those
and you're finding. A lot of stay-at-home dads. I was reading an article mm-hmm. in Parade magazine maybe about mm-hmm. a year ago, and it was saying how the roles of the family have changed completely, how
completely.
Fathers and mothers have changed roles, grandparents, you know, their
mm-hmm.
roles are different, everybody, and a lot of it is simply based on the economy.
Finances.
And then
mm-hmm.
you have to
Absolutely.
Have a support system and whatever works, works. And so now in quite a few communities, you have these dad groups
uh-huh.
where dads get together, you know, uh-huh. once or twice a week, and they get to, like you say, interact with other men, other
uh-huh.
adults. They have like a drop-off service for the kids or whatever the case may be, and a support system, which is very
I
different
think,
because
I,
the
I,
roles
I
of women is supposed to be. But for men, it's like, oh, well, we have to still make them feel okay about it. So they
mm-hmm.
support each other, which is
mm-hmm.
cool. I don't have a problem with that. I really, really don't. If I'm bringing home the change and we need you to stay at home, do whatever it is you need to do to put us in a better position, and vice versa if it has to be for me. I'll have
but
more respect
I,
for that
I,
than
I
the
think
man
the
who does nothing.
The problem with it is society doesn't know how to mind their business, and people in your lives don't know how to mind their business, because if we sit down and we map out what our lives are and what we need to do to make sure that we are successful in our lives, and you staying home, the outcome of it all, I don't give a shit what my aunt say, my sister say, my uncle say, my mama say. See, that's where things get so messed up, because he now has taken the step back to become the provider, and you've stepped out in the work field because you're not making now $100,000 more than maybe what he would have made. They don't see it like that.
No. They see it. They don't see it like that. That nigga,
you not a man because you're not taking care of your family.
Right. Absolutely. And what I would say is tell them to kiss your ass. That's kiss your ass. Because now we got millions of dollars in the bank because we decided to do this when your asses are still struggling because you wanted him to be the man and he only making $15 an hour versus you making $35 an hour. Makes no
freaking
sense.
But what I find interesting is, you know, what about that man who is doing absolutely nothing? And ironically, he won't get as ridiculed as the man who is a stay-at-home parent. That mm-hmm. man who is mooching off of his girlfriend, mm-hmm. his wife, his whatever.
Well, they try to consider
know.
Them the both. They don't try to separate the two. They make it seem like he's just like that person.
But
that's
they get
they,
less
the
ridicule.
Thing.
They get less ridicule than the man who is staying at home, changing
yeah.
diapers, doing laundry, educating the kids, all of that. They
uh-huh.
get, and I'm like, I don't understand that. This is a man who's contributing absolutely nothing. You bring
uh-huh.
nothing to the table, but
uh-huh.
an empty belly and
uh-huh.
empty wishes and promises. Like,
uh-huh.
I don't get it. So,
right.
you know, unfortunately.
Let's get back on the subject of men being wanted.
Yeah. I talked about this all day with people.
Okay,
and
that's a serious thing to say. Men want to be wanted as much as we do. Like Nancy and I were talking earlier on in the show, and I'm like, why is it we sit back as women? Not all women. I'm just saying some women because I'm not one. And I sit back and I wait for him to send me flowers, buy me cards, send me to get a massage. How come they can't have those things?
Because, yet again, society says
mm-hmm.
those are the roles that men play. Those are the roles. And it's so funny how we – even when we're adults, we conform to those roles. Like somebody said to us, you better follow these rules
mm-hmm.
or your life is going to suck
mm-hmm.
or you won't be living
mm-hmm.
right. I have
like
no
problem. I think we feel that society has made us feel like since they are the stronger party in the relationship, they shouldn't have the sensitive things in the relationship, which I think is so ass stupid. You know,
my thing is this. If
no
my
sense.
Man can't be sensitive, or I can't treat him in a sensitive manner, then he really isn't being sensitive to me when I need him to be
mm-hmm.
because he
mm-hmm.
doesn't know how to be.
How
he'll
to
just
be.
Pat you on your head and be
mm-hmm.
like, okay, it's all right. Doesn't
mm-hmm.
understand at all what you're going through, what you're feeling, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and not that I'm going to always understand everything he's going through and vice versa. But if he's not brought up and trained to be sensitive to certain issues, he's just pacifying you. He's just pacifying
yeah.
you. It was interesting because I went from one relationship to where the man was kind of very, very strong, kind of silent, you know, like, it's going to be all right, why are you stressing, blah, 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 to someone who was very sensitive, very expressive,
uh-huh.
had no problem with if something hurt, they would cry.
Uh-huh.
And I totally respect that. I totally
uh-huh.
respect that because uh-huh. men hurt. Just like
mm-hmm.
we do. And then
mm-hmm.
we wonder why, though, that men have this hard exterior and this
mm-hmm.
hard shell. And it's like, oh, I can't ever get through to you. And
mm-hmm.
you're so mean and you're so this. Because we've made them that way.
We make them that way. Mm-hmm.
We tell them from the time they're born. It's amazing the different words we use. When men are young and they're little kids, oh, he's my tough little guy. You know, he's my
you
little man.
Mm-hmm.
But and right, and you don't cry. But then the terminology we use with our girls are, oh, that's my little girl, my little princess. She gets to stay soft. She
mm-hmm.
gets to have feelings. Little boys don't have feelings. Little boys
right.
are tough. So when little
right.
boys hurt, guess what they do? They just get up
they
and keep it moving.
It
either they
mm-hmm.
keep it moving or they lash
mm-hmm.
out. And
mm-hmm.
then we wonder why men don't know how to express themselves. They
mm-hmm.
don't know how to tell you I love you. They don't know how to tell you what you said hurt me.
And
they
don't
come
to
week.
They don't
right.
feel weak, so they would rather not say or do anything to show their sensitive side than
and they
show
just
their
don't know how.
Side. Right.
They just
well, some,
don't know
some
how.
And they're afraid to do it because they don't know how they're gonna the other person's gonna receive it either. Oh, he's a punk.
And that's sad because somebody that you are in a relationship with, you should be able to show sensitivity. You should be able to show your feelings. You should be able to say to them in confidence, you know, oh, my God, that really hurt me when you
mm-hmm.
said or when you did or when such and such happened at work. Or, you know what, my man said such and such and such. I don't know how I feel about that.
Uh-huh.
You shouldn't have to sit there and get a cross-eyed look from your woman where she be
uh-huh.
like, what? Mm-hmm. You better stop. Mm-hmm. You better stop being a punk and man the fuck
man
up. You understand what I'm saying?
Man
God
up.
Damn mm-hmm. it. And don't get me wrong. I love the show. I love the Man Up show. But, you know, there are times when a man doesn't need to man up. He needs to be a human being. Mm-hmm. He needs to have his feelings and his ego
stroke. Whatever he's feeling.
Exactly.
Whatever, whether it be faggotish or not. No, not too faggotish. You know, like not real, real bitch shit. But
I don't care. I don't care how it is.
You should be able to express what you're feeling. You know, you should never have to hold in hurt or pain or anger. You should be able to express what you're feeling. You know,
well, psychologically speaking,
when you said last night wasn't good to you, that hurt me.
Yeah.
You know, that bothered me. Not she said this shit, and then you clam up or don't want to do it no more or want to be rough the next time or what. You know, instead of talking it out, because you don't want to talk it out.
And then, we put all of this on men because it's like, okay, they're not taught to be sensitive. But when you as their woman don't know how to be receptive to mm-hmm. the few opportunities that are put out there.
And that's the biggest thing.
You're
they're
looking at him cross-eyed.
How we're going to receive it. Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, I'll never forget when one of my boyfriends cried. And it moved me so much. That I cried too, and I don't know if I was crying because what they were going through or because the fact that he was comfortable enough to just let it go, like no problem. Mm-hmm. He just let it go, laid in my lap, and he let all his emotions out. And I was like, damn, that's what's up. You know, and he apologized afterwards. And I'm like, why do you feel like you need to apologize?
Mm-hmm.
You were hurting.
Because he showed a weak side and he doesn't think he was supposed to show.
Right. And it's not necessary, though. And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. We as women need to tell our men that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but a lot of women don't feel that way. They don't feel like it's okay.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So, and then, again, it goes back to my question of, well, what do you expect him to do or say when you come to him boo-hooing and sobbing and he can't relate to anything you're trying to tell him, even if it's just a bad day at work, it's like, you better suck that shit up and get over it.
But why is it that we can do that, but they can't, though?
Because
why
society
can we come
dictates.
Home and bitch and bitch and bitch, but they can't, you know?
Well, society
my biggest
dictates
thing,
it's okay.
Yeah, but my biggest thing, like I said, is when you're trying to have some a moment and you know your man has had a hard month at work or a hard, you know, whatever it is, why can't your sensitive side allow him then to show him that it's okay, I got your back, everything is good, and, you know, you need to just let it down for a minute. That's
because
when sometimes
we heap so much on the shoulders of men, and we are quick, and I don't mean we, because definitely not the two of us, but we are, as women, are quick to say, you know, I don't need him, or I don't want this now.
We talked about that too.
But we put so much on the backs of our men. We expect them to be our protectors. We expect them to be our providers. We expect them to do all of these things. But yet and still, when they have a moment, it's like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like where's the give?
He's not allowed to have that, right? He's not allowed.
Right,
to have
where's
that
the give? And then at some point, and this is psychologically speaking, when you hold so much in, you know, they call it the blue stamp, red stamp effect. You know, when you've got anger and rage, those are red stamps. When you're depressed, you're sad, those are blue stamps. When your book gets full and there's no more room, what do you expect to do with that last stamp that comes?
Mm-hmm.
There's no more room for it. The book overflows. So when he lashes out, what did you expect? When he completely clams up and goes into a state of crazy depression, what do you expect? When he takes his ass someplace else, what do you expect?
Mm-hmm. Because
it's
may
not,
not
all
you
about
may not,
not your
show
sex,
the side,
but somebody
like,
else will. That's right. And that's why a lot of times when men do step out, they step out with women who are polar opposites to the women that they have at
home. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Because even if it's just that one thing, the sex could be better at home, the household is better at home, but mm-hmm. just the fact that
that
this other woman will let him be who he is, how he needs to be, guess what? You might want to be careful because he mm-hmm. needs that. He needs mm-hmm. that, and he will tell you, man, I don't know if I could give her up. And I've had brothers say that. I don't know mm-hmm. if I can give her up. And you mm-hmm. find yourself in a very precarious position because it's like, I don't believe you did it. Yeah, well, I don't believe that you
yeah.
weren't there
but
for
we
me.
Just, we talked about this in the last show. Stop saying you don't believe it because something in your relationship was already showing you he wasn't happy or she
Absolutely.
Wasn't happy.
And it's not new.
Something
it's
already
not
showed
new.
You that. It's not new. It didn't just happen overnight. And
nope.
I remember one of my friends saying to me, talking about her boyfriend cheated on her. And I said, oh, okay. So, well, you know, well, what do you think? What was going on or whatever? She said to me, I'm just vulgar, and I know sometimes I need to curb it. She sucks a dick. I said, and you don't? She said, no. I said, well, bitch, you better lie.
Hello, because you knew this was something
clearly,
that your man
that
wanted and
liked.
Needed, and it wasn't
clearly,
new. It
like,
didn't start
is it
yesterday.
That serious? Like, is it that hard to, like, maybe this is my nasty ass. I don't know. But I'm like, shit, that's
no,
it?
No.
That's all you want?
That's
come
it?
On. Come on, let's do this.
But the thing is, those things
are important. I'm
going to
give me some tapes, baby, and I'm going to watch those tapes, and I'm going to learn that shit, and when you come home tonight, we good.
And the thing is that if it's important to your man, it should be important to you. And
but what I said to her, too, was, baby, believe me, it wasn't just that she sucked his dick. It was that she was giving him other things that you were not giving, something he was missing. That just put icing on the cake for him.
Right.
That put icing on the cake for him. But it was something else that led him to her before she sucked his dick. So
right.
don't think
and
for one minute. Don't even try to put that girl
thing.
Out there like that because that shit ain't going to work. Don't do that.
And that only makes
don't
you look crazy when you say it.
Right, right. Because I swear, I'll tell you, I promise you, somebody said that to me. And I said to her, well, bitch, I have class for 3 days a week. When you want to come? You're not going to try to make me bad about what I do.
No,
and
not
I
at all.
Some. You ain't going to do that because that ain't going to work. But my thing is, if that's what you think your man is coming to me for, if that's all you really want to say, if that's what you really think the problem is, solve the problem.
Right.
Then
and become.
Not anymore.
And
then
do the things
anymore.
That he needs. And I'm not saying, you know, it's about completely catering, but especially when
it's
it comes
catering.
To your man's emotions.
It's not catering. Right. It's not catering.
When it comes to his emotions, it is imperative that you be there the way he needs you to be there. Because we talked about this on one of your previous shows about, you know, when you're not there the way your man needs you to be there, you know, home is not safe anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I say home, you know, it's not the four walls. It's the home in your heart. When
right.
there's an emotional level when your man or your woman steps out, that's hard. That's
mm-hmm.
really hard because that means that they didn't step out, have an episode, baby. And that's if they get busted. Baby, look, I was drunk or it was a moment, right? I tripped
mm-hmm.
and fell on her and I fell in. But when it becomes an emotional connection, because this person gives your man or your woman something that they desperately need, then
mm-hmm.
it's a problem. It becomes an issue, and that's way harder to fight.
Listen, I don't know if
it's way harder to fight.
Facebook. I thought I was going to die when I saw that this was a girl. I thought I was going to die. She dialed her boyfriend's number. The other person picked up, and the lady was like, well, who is this? She was like, I don't remember the girl's name. This is Kim. This is Kevin's girlfriend. So then she says, Kevin's girlfriend? Well, this is Kevin's wife. So she said, hey, how you doing? How you been? This is Kim. So the wife was like, bitch, what you mean? She was like, listen, calm down, listen. I'm the other chick. We might as well be friends.
Hey.
I'm not going nowhere. And this is just how it is. So listen, how you doing? Let's be. And the wife is like going crazy. And the other side chick is like, listen, really, you're really doing all this for nothing because I'm not going nowhere. Like,
right.
You know.
And for her to feel that
laughing,
confident, for her to
absolutely.
Feel that confident and say that to you,
absolutely.
You need to check home because
what?
There's no room
like Mary
for
Jane,
a side
just
chick.
Like Mary Jane did
yes.
with that girl. Just the
and,
same
and
thing.
Look at what
she
happened.
Let me tell you what
yes.
your husband like. Let me tell you
exactly.
what your husband like. Bitch, what? Tell me what
she
my
don't,
husband
wait,
like.
Wasn't,
then
yeah,
I
she
been
like,
he
doesn't
no.
like sloppy
then
head.
I would have been like, well, what do you like? Well, what happened?
You know, because I'm like, let me know. Where the fuck I supposed to go back? Where you know? Where you doing?
And you know,
because
and that's the thing.
I'm not going to get mad at you. I'm not going to get mad at you because you really don't have nothing to do with it. You played not one part in him fucking up. He played
right.
his own part in you fucking up. So you, I'm just going to ignore your ass, and I'm going to make sure you are history, but we ain't got to have a conversation. You and I, we don't even need to talk.
Let me tell you,
you know,
when it was a situation of infidelity with my husband, you know, of course we ask all the crazy questions.
Don't like our show. We need to tell all our damn business.
Well, you know what it is?
Nigga.
I can't tell anybody anything unless it's something that I've experienced. So,
listen,
and I've experienced a lot.
I don't give a fuck what you
no,
want.
No, I'm just saying,
I don't care.
But
yeah.
it's a situation of how am I going to tell you something if
that I
haven't
even
been through
about. Mm-hmm.
Right. But when it was a situation of infidelity in my marriage, you know, we as women, we tend to ask crazy questions like, you know, is the sex better? What is? But the question is, well, what is it that drove
that made you
there?
You go
what,
with her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that was important to me because mm-hmm. when we decided that we were going to try to save our marriage, I needed to know
what I wasn't doing, what I was doing.
What mm-hmm. void was it that you needed to fill? That mm-hmm. you obviously weren't filling with
we
me.
We don't have to be here again.
Right. And let me
we
tell
don't
you,
have to
I
get
took
here
notes.
Again.
I mm-hmm. took notes. I took mental mm-hmm. notes that I could tell. And this happened in 2001. I can tell mm-hmm. you those mental notes to this day
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
they stick with you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the last relationship I had, you know, I didn't understand where we went wrong. And where,
mm-hmm.
and when I was told, I was like, okay, you know, that's something I will definitely keep in mind. I can't
mm-hmm.
say that I'm going to completely change who I am, but if this
because
is something
because
that
you know you can't, because it didn't work for him, doesn't mean it's not going to work for the next
right.
man. So
but,
you don't
you
change
know
who you are, but you do curve the things that
I was
someone
just
going to
say
you.
That. There,
yes.
there is something that you may not do as quickly
but,
as
mm-hmm.
you did before.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
the thing is that getting almost back to the topic, you know, when it comes to your man's emotion, and I want to kind of stay there with men, simply because it's not something that we normally talk about, you know, men's emotions. When it comes to your man's emotions, that's like handling a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You, it's like when a newborn baby comes home and you handle that baby with kid gloves and you're careful how you pick them up and put them down. And, you know, it's the same thing because men are 10 times more emotionally fragile than
we are.
And they
Absolutely.
Can sit there and say, no, that's not true, but that's a damn lie.
They know it's
because
true. Because
the
true.
Thing is that when they do finally decide to let the wall down, and give a woman their heart and give her that loyalty and that respect, the moment when she turns her back or turns a blind eye or doesn't respect his feelings and emotions, it crushes them because they don't give their heart as freely as we do. Because
mm-hmm.
we're socialized to be way more emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Men
mm-hmm.
aren't socialized that way. So when they
mm-hmm.
have that moment and they say, damn, this is the one, not necessarily this is going to be my wife or whatever, but this is the one that I want to give this side of me to. I want to
mm-hmm.
open up and share this with her. When it's not received well, it is crushing. And it can take them another 10 years before they
mm-hmm.
decide to open
mm-hmm.
up and say,
mm-hmm.
okay, we gonna try this again.
Mm-hmm.
They may not, and some men don't come back from that. They know how to be cordial. They do know how to be loving. They know how to be that provider.
To a certain point,
they know
yeah,
how
but never
to be
the way they were.
The, mm-hmm. But they'll never go back to taking that opportunity to step out and
mm-hmm.
be upfront and forthright with
yeah,
their emotions.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. When we talk about you know, my mind just went blank just now. When we talk about how we are as women, you know, and we always put ourselves in a little different categories. I think we're pretty old school. Do you feel that some of the women who you are friends with feel like we are weak women because we're pretty much old school versus fuck him, I'll need him?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny, and I talk about him a lot, like I like him, but
mm-hmm.
when my husband and I separated, you know, when we finally got to that point where we were cool, and I think I told you this before, he
mm-hmm.
said to me, he said, Jackie, you're going to have a hard time dating. And I was like, why? I'm cute. I'm smart. I'm funny. He was
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, you're all of that. He said, but you're cut from a different cloth. He said mm-hmm. you're very old-fashioned. He said your mindset mm-hmm. on how things are old-fashioned. He said you're still a romantic, and he said it's going to be very hard for you to socialize and date. He said, and even sometimes talk to other women. Because mm-hmm. I'm still that one that, you know, cooking and cleaning, and mm-hmm. I don't mind serving. I serve my whole family still. Like, they're, when mm-hmm. my sons are home, I still make plates. And not saying that that's just, you know, that's just how it was when I was coming up as a kid. That's what my
mm-hmm.
mama did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but having my man's back and, you know, no questions asked, at least not till we get home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not embarrassing my man out in public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, just
I
certain things.
Sign language.
You know, certain
fifth
things you just
tonight.
Don't do. Right? You know, there are just certain things you don't do. And I don't,
yeah.
I love playing those old-fashioned roles, you know, mm. with my man when
but,
I'm in
but
a committed
but you
relationship.
You just said your role. You know your role.
Oh, absolutely.
See,
and I'm okay.
Nobody, there are no roles anymore. That's not.
And that's the problem.
Not, that's the biggest
well,
thing
you know
I was
what
talking
it is?
About earlier.
The role now is, and I was, for tomorrow night's show, I was speaking to a young man who was 21. He was phenomenal in his thought processes to be 21 in this day and age. And mm. he said that to me, too. He said, you know, we as men and women don't know our roles. He said, you know, mm-hmm. everybody wants to be that bad bitch, that boss mm-hmm. bitch, that boss dude, you know, and he said, we don't know how to talk to people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how to get to know people anymore. And I'm real comfortable in who I am. Yep, I'm wacky,
am.
I'm crazy. Y'all think I am, like, got a screw loose, and I'm laughing, I'm joking all the time. And in my household, I'm still that way. But like I said, you know, my son is 19 years old. Why am I cooking for him every other day? Because that's
mm-hmm.
what mommies do. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And when there was a full household here of mother, father, children, you know, it was definitely, you know, there's a meal on the table every day except for eat out day, you know.
Wait, you
laundry,
missed this.
Everything.
You missed this. When I said, Nats and I were talking about this, as far as roles are concerned, and there is a role with your family, and then there is a role in your relationship.
Absolutely, and they're very different.
They're
no,
very
because
different.
You're not mommy
together?
In the bedroom.
Like, do they coincide together? Yes. But the roles are very different when you're talking about my man or my husband or my
I think the roles
other.
Run parallel. I think they run mm-hmm. parallel. And at points, they intertwine. And then, mm-hmm. but like you said, they are very, very separate roles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was funny because for years, you know, it was like, hi, my name is Jackie Bryan. I'm a wife and a mother. You know, that
mm-hmm.
that was who I was. And I was okay with that. I'm really
mm-hmm.
okay with that. You know,
mm-hmm.
but I'm a wife. And I'm a mother. So these
mm-hmm.
were the two roles that I played all the time. And I'm really
mm-hmm.
okay with being your wife in every aspect of the game. And I'm
mm-hmm.
okay with being the mother of your children to our children
mm-hmm.
in every aspect of the game. You know, we are quick to say, I find it interesting that women are very quick to say, I don't need a man. But when that man
that.
Is not around, you want to kick his back in. You want to kick his back in. You want to talk
mm-hmm.
shit about him because
mm-hmm.
he's not there. But you're the
mm-hmm.
same chick who said, I don't need a man. So which
mm-hmm.
is it? Like, you can't have it both ways.
You
I'm a strong-ass
mm-hmm.
woman. I'll
mm-hmm.
tell anybody. And when I got separated, I found a strength that I never knew I had because I never had to have
it. I think we're using the wrong words. I don't need a man versus I don't want one right now. Like,
oh, no, they swear they don't need a man because
no,
it's like,
I
can.
They're using the wrong words. You might not need him right now. You know, like, what, you don't need him for what? Like, finances because you got your own money? That's cool. But he can't. That money can't do to you what you do in the bedroom.
I damn sure
or
can.
That
I don't care how much you spend on that vibrator.
To your heart. To your heart. Those are things you need your man for. Now, you may not be in a position where you want it right now because you're going through different things and you want to get your life. I get that. But to be, I don't need that. Those words for me are just ridiculous.
Well, that's why we were created. We were created, and that's in,
and
I don't care what religion.
Did we just not talk about that?
That's I don't care what religion, okay, and I don't care what you practice, but we were created to be together, to be a helpmate.
And to have children.
Right,
and to
procreate.
That's all we was here
and
for.
And to love. And
love
that
came
was,
in, and with, love came in and with the mixture, but we were here to have your other half. If you are only
right.
one half, you are not whole. I don't care
exactly.
what. And I said to Megan, Megan said she's not religious, and neither is her significant other. I didn't say you had to be religious. I didn't say you had to say I worship this and I worship that. You know there is a supreme being. I don't care if you think it's the energy in the sky. I don't care if you think it's the hot water that runs down. You know there's something that created us. There's something that moves us.
Look
like
at the
said,
way we
believe
together.
She believes in negative energy and positive energy. I said, well, do you believe in something then? Because if you let
right.
negative energy into your space, then that's going to take over your world. So that means you eliminate the negative energy in your space. That's the same thing somebody with religion does. Like, okay, we're very, very different because you believe this and I believe that, and we're going to go two different ways. So it's hard for people of different religions to coincide together because we believe in different things and we believe
but
in different
so
ways.
But so many of
do
the other
do
things.
It? Yes, they do.
So many of the things that we, when we do, you know, look at, you know, or practice different, you know, worships, some of the things are still very much the same. Mm-hmm. And you know, the whole principle of loving each other, you know, and worship and the fact of men and women, they are very much mm-hmm. the same across the board. But if you mm-hmm. think about it, look at how we were created to fit together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We were created to be with each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when I guess it bothers me when a woman says, oh, I don't need a man. But then on the flip side, there are no good men. But you just said you didn't need a man. So what are you
mm-hmm.
looking for a good man for?
What's,
like,
what
do you want?
Period.
What do you want? You
right.
know, you.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be honest with ourselves and say what it is that we want. I might not want a low down, broke down, bum, you know,
well,
lying, cheating, stealing kind of man. But don't say
need.
I don't
what
want a man.
Need. Is a tumultuous relationship that you may have been in. That's what you do not need.
Right.
But you do need a healthy relationship.
You do. And yeah. nothing, I don't care how many times a week you go shake your ass in the club. I don't care how many bars you go to and drink. I don't care how hard
you work.
I want to
come home. I want to come home to somebody.
At the end of the day, your heart needs nurturing or
it
turns black.
I want to come home to somebody. Yeah,
you know, when your heart turns black, you don't know how to receive
mm-hmm.
love. And I tell people
mm-hmm.
all the time, you need to have your heart in a healthy, strong place so that when
mm-hmm.
love comes knocking at your door, you don't look through the peephole and talk about ain't nobody home.
You know, it's funny because I have several friends and we all share the same religion. And when I was married,
I
got to
be the
eyeball. He did what he did or whatever. And I remember them asking me, would I allow him to take on a second wife? And this is maybe 7 or 8 years into the marriage. And I said, yeah. What? You crazy? I said, no, I'm not. I said, then I ain't got to deal with a nigga 7 days a week.
Oh, stupid.
No. I just call Halima. Halima, could you tell him to stop bringing me a quart of milk home on the way home? Because I'm not going to stress myself over something that I have no control over. There was only two things I could have done in my marriage. Leave him or deal with it.
Right.
Well, I dealt with it until I couldn't deal with it anymore. Then I left. But
right.
at some point, you know, when your breaking point is your breaking point, but what I didn't do was let it smother me, was let
well,
it bother
it's all about
me.
Choices. It's
Absolutely.
All about choices. And
I was so okay with it after a while. I'm like, this is what this nigga's going to do? Okay, I'm not even going to stress myself over this. Not another day. Not another day.
It's all about choices on staying. Well, you know what
have,
it is.
I would have a babysitter. You know, I would have, you know, yeah, we'd have been all right.
Like, all the kids go over there this week.
Absolutely. You take all the kids, this is my week. I take all y'all, this is my your next week. Yeah, absolutely. Because guess what? You going to fuck over there next week anyway.
Right.
Like,
you know, at the end of the day, it's all about being honest and upfront. Not even
what you have.
With your partner,
absolutely.
But it's about being honest and upfront with
yourself
of what
with
you
yourself.
Can. And I actually put something on Facebook the other day about honesty and not looking. We always say we want honesty from other people. We want honesty in our religion. We want honesty from our partners. We want honesty from our jobs. But in all actuality, the hardest honesty to handle is, or if you can even, is the honesty with yourself. You know, being honest with yourself means taking a serious, hard look in the mirror and saying, damn, I'm kind of fucked up. I'm kind of messed up. And instead of always taking the victim role and, you know, and even making full circle, you know, kind of getting on our men now, you know, your heart was broken once before. And so now you kick dirt on every female you run across. You cheat on her just because you can. Not even necessarily always because you need to. You cheat on them because you can. You decide that you're never going to let anybody get close to your heart because you had a bad situation. But be honest with yourself and say, well, did I contribute to that bad situation
in
any way?
Well, be honest with yourself and say that I cannot be in a committed relationship because I don't know how right now.
Right, because
and don't
the
allow
thing
her
is
to
that
think.
You
don't
run over.
You're on the path of doing that because you're not.
And the thing is you run over some really good women who really try to see, who see something in you. And that's what's crazy is you run over the women who see something in you. And I think it's easier to stay with the women who don't see anything, who don't have any expectations, who you're not going to build a relationship with because it's easier to walk out of that because you're still not emotionally in the place you need to be in. Whereas opposed to when you find that woman that you know that's actually the chick you would love to take home to your mother. But you can't because emotionally you're not there. Be honest and tell a woman you're not there. Because when eventually what's going to happen is, and just like you said, it's about choices, and she's going to love and love and love and love and love and love and love until she gets to a breaking point where she still loves you, but she can't be with you because you can't explain to her why these walls are up. You can't explain to her why she can't get in. You can't explain to her why you can't even try to have some sort of a committed relationship.
But you don't
because
have an answer for
it because
you don't know. But they don't have an answer because they don't know. They don't. They don't think they're bruised. First of all, they think, "Oh fuck, I'm good. I'm good." But they're not being honest with themselves. So they don't
know
what the real reason
is. On that one, I might disagree because a lot of men know where it comes from. And it could only have to happen one time. And
we can disagree together, but women don't know all the time either. I cannot sit here and tell you that what my husband did with me was my reason for becoming who I am because I've had previous relationships to him that were probably similar to that. So I can't even tell you that. I do know that what I do try to do is not bring my past hurt into a new relationship and
people
try.
Don't know how to do that either, though.
People don't, but I don't even know if I knew how to do it. You know, I said I try. I don't even know if I actually did. You know what I'm saying?
But see, the thing
is
you have to
say,
I think the thing is,
I'm trying.
You have to acknowledge those hurts. And I think that's where the problem it comes in. A lot of us don't acknowledge the hurts. If you don't acknowledge the hurts, then you can't help but bring in old baggage. Because you don't know or you're not paying attention to what happened before. And, you know, the thing is with every experience, you should really be able to take something from it. If
you
can't
take something from that experience,
then you're doomed to make the same mistakes over and over and over and over.
And
that goes right back to the point of being upfront and honest with yourself. When the experience has gone south and is bad, okay, what happened? This is like, I got to take something from this because when I go into the next one, I don't want to be the same person that I am right now. I don't want to have, I want to try not to have the same experiences. And if I see them coming this way, I can kind of head them off at the pass or get my shit and go.
Right.
You know,
right,
and that's
right.
The only two options there are. When you start to see things with a different perception, it's either, okay, we're going to cut this off and we're going to go in the opposite direction. Instead of going left, we go right. Or if there is no other direction but retreat, then that's what we're going to have to do. But it all becomes about being honest with yourself. When I cheated on my husband, because what goes around comes around. Oh, yeah, I did.
But then you also didn't have a husband like I did.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I find out more stuff. I'm not sure. But,
You know what husband I had. Oh, no.
But it broke him and it destroyed him because he never, ever.
Expected you to do it.
Right. And I say that to say you know, men know why they feel the way they feel. And like I said, it could be that, you know, they had an experience with a woman when they were 30 years old, and they can be 50 now, you know, and when they gave their heart to that person, because men men definitely do not bounce back from infidelity the way we do.
Absolutely.
And for
not.
A lot of
that's
men,
their ego.
That's for a lot of men, that's their issue when it comes to a woman, about breaking their hearts. You know, we talk about their emotions. The very idea of someone that they love that was with someone else is very hard for them to come back from. And that's why I ain't gonna love these bitches no way, da 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 da. And that's where that comfortability comes in with calling women out of their names, because it's all a building block. It's all a way of protecting themselves. It's a way of saying, you know, my heart is never gonna get caught up again. So if I look at women as in a certain way, or if I treat them in a certain way, then I won't emotionally get attached to them. Because I don't want to go through what I went through 5 years ago. And that's what I mean about, you know, a lot of them, they do know what that trigger is. And it's like, oh, let me put this wall up. You know, they're going to go out and they're going to get drunk with their friends, because that's the only time you can cry as a man, be out with other men. And when you're drunk, you can get that. You might not even be that drunk. You might be faking drunk just so you can go ahead and cry. But after they have that moment, you know, and when even how they talk about it is different. It's not like, damn, man, I can't believe she did that to me. Man, fucking bitch ain't no good. Excuse my language.
Yeah, well,
that's what they do. Exactly.
I can't let him see that shit damn broke me down and damn near killed me.
Right. Yeah. Whereas we as women, well, we already know how that go. Because you don't eat, you know, it's a whole different thing, because we're allowed to do that, whereas
and
men are not allowed to do
phone,
that.
And they better let you cry. And they better
all
let you
day, every day.
All,
I don't care what I call
seven.
You. Exactly. And so, therefore, we heal.
And that's
emotionally
because if a man does that, if he calls his boy, and the boy might listen, the man might listen to it once, maybe twice, but the next time he's like, man, fuck that bitch, man up. So
right,
they don't
and
have
that's where
they
society
can't do that.
Comes
like,
in.
That's when
right.
they can't deliver that pain to their partners, because they're not supposed to be able to have that pain.
And God bless the man who has a female friend who is strictly a friend as one of their best friends, because that's one of the few times you can get that off. You know, when my friend called me and was going through his divorce and he was just an absolute mess, it was like, it's all right. It's all right. Had he called any of his
he would have been
male
able to get
friends,
half of a sentence out. Right.
No, not at all. And that's why I say, you know, if you have that female friend or even a sister, you know, somebody that you know that you can just trust your emotions to, it's a blessing. But when a man has to go through a lot of stuff alone, I think that's why when they come out on the other side, they're so jacked up, because they don't have anybody to listen, nor do they have anyone to be that true voice of reason. Because your boys are going to tell you, oh, man, just man up. You know, it's all right. Let that shit go. You can get another one, man. It ain't no big deal. Whereas your true friend or someone that you can talk to who is, you know, that's emotional or who's just willing to listen and be understanding is going to let you get all of that out.
Is our producer still listening in?
Did
our producer still listening in, or did he leave us?
I think he left us.
No, I'm right here. I'm right here. Just keep in mind of your time. You got about 5 minutes left.
But I think what happens is that they just don't have anybody who is the voice of reason, too. Because, like I said, somewhere in all of these situations, sometimes we have to be honest with ourselves and say, well, what role did I play? Now, do we ever tell anybody, yeah, go cheat on me? No. We don't, but when sometimes
do we
ever tell anybody, yeah, go cheat on us, go cheat on me, it's okay, yeah, go ahead. No, and it's never right.
And we talk about the hall passes, and you give him a pass, and it's no longer
that's
cheating.
Something that's something completely
different.
But if you do
some shit behind my back, right, you do some shit behind my back, my whole thing is it's a lack of communication from the door. We say this all the time, everything that happens in a relationship.
You gotta wrap it up.
All right. Always comes down to communication. All right.
Absolutely.
Jackie, what's your closing thoughts?
Just be open to your man's emotions. Let him be there for him. It's so important. You don't understand how important it really is, because you don't want him to go somewhere else.
Nancy, you have any thoughts?
Oh, no, no, I'm just taking notes.
All right. For me, you know, like I say all the time, what you want out of a relationship, you need to give into the relationship, you know.
Amen.
You want, if he wants, you want some sense to be sensitive, then you need to be sensitive to him as well. And my last thing I have to say is I had one call in, because Jackie don't freaking count. The rest of you motherfuckers, I will be texting y'all in about 3.2 seconds. And now I'm out. See you next Tuesday. Bye.
Good night, everyone. Don't forget, we got the upcoming dating game. Call in. Tune in.
Or y'all going to get cussed out.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.